Shnei Yase. Hagadu Muslim for Hesel Kidal Kamei. Hechmiru Bo Chachamim Tvei. Who Adin Bechal Mila de for Hesel Shanasa Shul Yisrael. Asul Alamis. Unbelievable. That's one day. Avu Midivri Atad Shem Aran Mashma. The Dafka Hocha Chmiru Chacham Lesa Alamis. Shem Shignayu Li Yisrael Shi Kover Bekeve Befurus Mishal Bo Shabbos Mishvila. Avu Bishar Molochas Bechal Gavnei. Eino Osterak Bechdei Shi Yase. At the Ran and the Ramban and Kufman Aleph and Aleph. Special to my mace. That's how others say. We're out of time. Amid Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss the Mordechai about Meches and all the other discussions of Ochech Miru Chacham Les Olamis. Shemeshignayu Li Yisrael Shi Kover Bekevim Befurus Mishabu Shabbos Mishvila. I will Bishar Molochas Bechol Gavnei Eino Osterak Bechdei Shi Yase. At the Ran and the Ramban and Kufman Aleph and Aleph. Special to my mace. That's how others say. We're out of time. Amid Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss the Mordechai about Meches and all the other discussions of Kablonis and Schiris as we go. I'll begin with a comment. Recall, we saw the Mordechai in the very, very last page of the Masechta. Agos Mordechai, Tav Ayin Dalet, which the Vilna Gaon had cited as a source for the din in Siman Shin Chaf Hei, the Ramos calls it there, that whenever you can do something behead there, even though you told the guy to do it stam, it's mutter. We pointed out that a more careful perusal of the Rav Yod indicates the reverse. It's only true if you're going to do it on Motsoi Shabbos, when there's no way to serve Shlichus. All this Svara does accomplishes is eliminates what we call the Vedaber Dover. I didn't finish at the time, but the Vilna Gaon brings another Raya in that same place from another din. Din also found in the Mordechai, a couple of places. One of them is, I believe, Reish Nun Beis. This is, remember, the din which we brought us in the transition from Mukhsamal Anokhi Tovi Ner Adolek Lohavi Al Tiltel. The Afilu of Yisrael ain't Osir Ele Mishum Tavi Bosel the Dover Os. Ask me the Rambam. We do another an elaboration upon this. Upon this theme, which leads the Goyen to his conclusion. And he says as follows in Perek Yud Beis, Siv Kotten Hei, the Kayim and the Lakis Elamisha Mukta Sharim in Atzad, the Bukula Mukta Malma Ochisharian, the Kayim and the Minatzad Shari, Ishakil the Nachil the Nerbi Isura, the Loman Atzad, Les Lunba. Came in the boy Yisro metatal beheter. He metatal of Nachi Yisro in Lachish Lekach. Avavad I also shiat mikena Nachi the Torah Yisro. Shere Dova Zayin I Yisro Yochel Asa B'Shem Minyan. This is the Yisol which the Goyen quoted again to defend that Ramosh and Chafeyud. Quando we suggested that there's no such kula, and the Rav Yoh only uses print of Motsoi Shabbos, what do you do with this Hagos Maimini? So it occurred to me subsequently that the very point of that Gos Maimini fits in perfectly with what we said. Why? Because he keeps emphasizing it's only Tiltul. It's only Tiltul. What do you mean only Tiltul? What he means is it's only Nisa de Rabbana. As he pointed out, when it comes to Nisa de Rabbana, we suggest Shvus to Shvus, there's no Isra of Shlichus whatsoever. Why? Because it's a Bible of Shita Bab Matir Dav Tzadi. It's not resolved. So when it's equal to Rabbana, we'll make it. Therefore, there's no Shlichus whatsoever. The only word about a meal, at least the Vidabar Dover, and Vidabar Dover is obviated by the remote possibility, like by Burgenin. Here's the same thing. But it's only derived by the Rabbana. And the Vilna Gaon, I realized, after recognized what I was saying as being a possibility, it's only by the Rabbana is this cool. It wouldn't apply to the Ramah. But he tries to refute that by the following very sharp nuance. Because the Hagos Maimon, he said, Avavadai also shiad likena nachri. The Tzorach Yisrael, Sharei Dover Zayin Yisrael Yochel Asa B'Shominyan. So the Goyen starts to saying, with one reference, that had it been possible, what? Had it been possible to do Hadlok HaSaner somehow, we're talking about the world of the make-believe, it's by definition impossible. Had it been somehow possible to do adlakas aner beheter, you'll be permissible to tell the goy to do adlakas aner stam, even though when you tell him stam, he's doing an iser midoraisa. That's what the goy is medayik. It's hard to make the yukim based on a kind of a throwaway line. The agos maim is just saying it's impossible to have such a case. He's not commenting what would have been had it been possible. It's really hard to have conclusive results based on this diuk that the goin has in Shincha Peis of Yud. So I thought that the Pashup showers, it's not so. It only works by the Rabbonos. They keep saying it's Tiltul B'Alma. And it's Tiltul B'Alma doesn't just mean that there's a possibility of Tiltul Min Atzad. That's true. That's not the whole story. Because as you saw the way that Mordechai said it, he just said, Lo Havi on the Tiltul. So what does that mean? The mitzvah is the Rabbonos. So that itself stands by itself. It has to be the Rabbana, and then aside from that, has to be a possibility of a head to some other manner. Then it's supposed to be Shabbos itself. Otherwise, only be Motzei Shabbos. That's what I wanted to start with that. Okay. Now, Rabbos, we begin another Mordechai. The one I asked, we said we would begin. Same exact page. Resh Mem Zayin. As everyone turns to Resh Mem Zayin, starts Resh Mem Vav. Also, talks about Kablonos, but collecting taxes. Okay, Rabbos, it's just page Ayin. Page Ayin. So it really starts at the top of the page. Pasuk of the mayor, al odos ha Yehudim akonim michsim v'sochlam nochel lekabel meches b'shabbos. He says the kablonos, it's mutter, schiros, it's awesome. That's how it starts. Okay, so far so good. That's Resh Mem Vav. But the Resh Mem Zayin, he goes on and says, the last three wide lines before the index. The Imtim Talomar, Shesh Lechalek Bein Hanach, She'ein Yisrael, Kovea, Malachto, Lenochri, Lassos, Rak, B'Shabbos. Uvedidon Zesha, Kovea, Lolito, Amechas, B'Shabbos. Whoa! How can they allow when the Yisrael tells the guy, listen, mister, stand there by the border and collect taxes 24-7. They're smuggled through the customs every Shabbos, they'll know there's nobody there. Are you kidding? They'll go broke. Everyone will come on Shabbos and smuggle the border. What? How's that possible? Kuf nun gimel. What does it say there? No sen kisel anachri, the mishim pseida shari le rabbona. The lo shari le asir asir alam, which is a rabbin. Hachinami lo shno. Whoa. What's he saying over here? A special dispensation, because otherwise, what? Remember what's said in Kufnun Gimel? What is said in Kufnun Gimel? As you may do what? You may do it yourself. You may do it yourself. This is not a chatchila heter. This is a bluff heter. The rabbis better be mad than going to do it yourself. That's not a heter meruva for chatchila. But that's the nature of the heter that's quoted over here in the Mordechai. The Beis Yosef comments significantly on this issue of meches. In Simon Reish Mem Dalit. Before we open the Shulchan Aruch itself, I want to read you from the Beis Yosef a little bit. Actually, why don't you open up already in Shulchan Aruch Sivav? You see how it comes out. Reish Mem Dalit Sivav, and then we'll turn to the Beis Yosef after that. What does it say? Yehudi akona mechas umaskal al goy lekabel mechas b'shabes mutter imubi kiboles tahainu sh'omalo l'kshetigve mea dinrim. That's poshut. That's how it begins. Reish Mem Vav. V'chein yuchol la'asker amechas l'chol ha'shabbos is l'goy. V'agoy yikar v'chishol ha'shabbos is l'yatzvah. Fine. Then it says, again it says, one second. Yuchol la'asker amechas l'chol ha'shabbos is l'goy. Wait a minute. Here's the case, we're telling him if fair should do it on Shabbos. How's that possible? V'lo chashinan sheyom l'torach Yisrael l'osa. He really is doing the Torach Yisrael l'osa. Why are you worried about it? T'bemokum tseida ki agavna lo chashashu. So the Mordechai finds its way into the Ramon. Okay. The Mechab quoted the first sentence. Reish Mem Vav. He doesn't come to do it on Shabbos. The Ramah quotes the second etter, with even telling him to do it on Shabbos. Okay. So why is he called Kuf Nun Gimel? Says the Beis Yosef, Stam Mekabne Mechas Trichin Lichtov. V'ikim Malacha Daraisa. And therefore, if you don't allow him to do it through a guy, you're afraid you're going to do it himself. Frek the Beis Yosef again. I have a Kabbalah Mechas Farhesio. And everyone agrees Farhesio is Aser. What is the answer? Again, Pseida. V'ikim Pseida Ki Hacha Modu Deshar. What's the chashash? They'll say you did it. They allow you to do it, Malachim Seder. The chashash is no worse than the thing itself. They'll be chosh, you did X. They allow you to do X, Malachim Seder. So what kind of, that's basically in effect what I think the Beis Yosef was asking and the Beis Yosef was answering here at the end of Simon, towards the end of Simon, Reish, Mem, Dalet. However, the Beis Yosef was not happy with this. Not happy with this Hetner at all. He's only referring to a case of somebody already bought the mechas. You have to make a takana shlo yafsin mamono. Avol liknos mechas lehedya lo shirin le'mishem arvocha. To go into this business, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to go into business knowing in advance you're going to be stuck with this kind of a hetna b'shas atrak. Unless you're the following drei. Mi was the last line the Beis Yosef in the long paragraph here. Kosev amonacha. Evsha. Dibishas k'ni yashari. To lo avi yisura. Yeah. Ulchimoti Shabbos came in the Kvarkoniu, Shari la Asklo, Goybe Kibolas, Lakabalo, Mechas, Malcolm Seder. It's a two step. First, I bought it. When I bought it, it's okay. Then later on, when I got stuck, it's Malcolm Seder. So the Beis Yosef is not exactly happy with this, but he suggests, leaves open the door to allow it. That's what the Ramos seems to be saying. You're allowed to go into the business, even the Chatchila, so it would seem. Remarkably, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a couple of very important things to say on this sif. Number one, Lamed Gimel, Edel Lekakach Vekach, Tahaymo Shein Maskelo Yom HaShabbos Klal, Ele Bestama, Im Tigve Kach Vekach, Edel Lekasach Kach Vekach, Im Ken Lohavi Schir Yom. You're not telling him you're paying by the hour. He gets paid by the sale, if you will, by the tax collection. Gets X dollars for tax collection. Vigam leskan schar Shabbos klal shekvar socha me'asar ha-mechas shekvar shonim ma'shavos b'klal. There's no schar Shabbos issue. It's a kind of a havlo. In Sivkot Lamed Hei says the Mishabur further than that. Da! The mashma mikol ha-poskim lo itiru afilu b'mokom hefzit gadol ele b'ofen zeh shetzir shechanoruch ta'ino obi ki boles o shemask lo zguf ha-revach b'chol zeh obi gulum adat adanav shekovit. Aber beschir yom mamish, you're paying about the hour to work on Shabbos. Also bechol gavni. Oh, it's terrible. Who is a teda? She also na noshim amavzikim by base mashke. She lokem erev Shabbos as a goy beveson al yom haShabbos. Laf mechivas hamash. Every downstairs, you have an office downstairs, yeah? That's how it does today. Every year the professor. They had a bar downstairs, a tavern downstairs. And a couple of bucks selling their schnapps and beer to the goyim. They hired a beer goy for Shabbos. We all know from our own experience here that Friday night is a very big night in the local bars. That's how it was mistama in Europe as well. So shalok and dinay malsin. The yafim nachshav minyas revach shiyom haShabbos lehefset gadol. The komakom halalo itiru b'skriyom mamish. And they're doing mamish b'skriyom. It's not such a big fortune over here. A couple of bucks from the tavern. Not enough of a hefset to count, really. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. The question becomes, what's really the difference between a schir yom on one hand, what's wrong with it? Is shlucha shel Yisrael. And what if, let's say, he gets paid by the sale. But once you insist that he works in Shabbos, that's how the Ramah began. What are you hiring for? Lahaskar mechas l'chol Shabbos l'chol ha-Shabbosis. You're hiring him for Shabbos. What's the difference? If you're paying by the hour, you're paying him by the collection percentage-wise or whatever, it's still your time to work on Shabbos. You're paying the Shalalim. It's going to be a Shliach anyway. So the Alter Rebbe talks about this. And even if you look at the Bir Halacha, he emphasizes it again, right over here. It says that even if they're making certain heterim with respect to Seder, certain Seders they make, okay, but one thing they're not make on, they're not make on Schir Yom, last line of the Be'alacha. The Divrei Kula Mashmah the Schir Yom Ein Lahakal B'Shum Gavna. No way, as we say in America, there. No way. The question is, why no way? So the Alter Rebbe in Simon Reish Mem Gimel Siv Dalid says as follows. Schir Yom is Ose Shlichuso Shal Yisrael. And that's it. Once it's Ose Shlichuso Shal Yisrael, it's all over. Says the Rebbe in Kuntras Akron, the one I asked you to see, Aleph, the last Maramakam, we'll get to the more important, I mean, the greater story we'll get to later, but this line I want to read to you right now, where the Rebbe writes like this, the Af Kishekovea, he's going to Beis Yosef, the Mordechai, the Af Kishekovea lo lasis v'shabes, yesh schiluk ben schir yom lekablanus, Rebosai, a schir yom is worse, even if you told him you have to work on Shabbos. How do you explain this? How do you explain it? So let me tell you my pshat. Haskalah's pshat. Let's say the guy is a kablan. Let's say he's a typical kablan. He's paid by the job. And I tell him, John, I want you to work on Shabbos. So we can make the following kind of an argument, perhaps in some cases. Initially, John accepted to do the job. Now I tell him, John, this job should really be done on Shabbos. We don't view John as working for the Yisrael on Shabbos. We view him as doing what? As working on Shabbos to complete a job which he was originally assigned. He's working in effect for himself. True, I told him to do it on Shabbos. We have a right to attribute what he's doing on Shabbos to fulfilling his own obligations. So it's not directly doing my shlichus. As opposed to a case of being paid by the hour. I told him to work from 9 to 5 on Saturday. That's mamash inescapable. He's my direct shliach. So this kind of a case, Rabosai, if he's a kablan, even if you tell him to work on Shabbos, he's not mamash my shliach. That's, you have to say, a svara. Okay, it's a difficult svara, but that's what it seems to emerge from the Alter Rebbe and then from the Shulchan Aruch itself. Good. I'd like you to turn to the Rif, Rabosai, and we'll see the Gemara and Avodah Zorah as it's cited in the Rif. Something to run. It's the end of the 16th parak, please. The Gemara, if you should really look it up, it's original to Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph. Gar Sinan, Avodah Zarah. Okay, a whole discussion. Let's read it briefly. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, the last few lines of page 92. Lo yaskir odam merchatzol anokri, neshi nikris al shmo. Stop right here for the moment. A shtickle the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, quoted verbatim by the Rif. Okay. So the Ran comments on it. Iran comments on it. It says as follows. Iran says, "Umihosh amina, the keva, the yeshnaki chelik bepeiros hasada, afal pisha yisrael nene bimlechel Shabbos mutter the nachri adata the nafshik of it. Vanos yisrael memela asya. Look at this. See what's going on? Unbelievable. The guy is working his head off on Shabbos. I'm the big beneficiary because I get 2/3. He gets 1/3. Mutter anyway." He's working for himself. Now, what does that mean? He's working for himself. He's doing his own job. The next shtickle of Gemara. That's different. Why? And therefore, the guy is doing the Jew's job. We made a deal in advance. What's a sharecropping deal? I own it. You work on it, and I get 2/3. You get 1/3. So you're doing your own work. I can rent this to the field for $100,000 a year. We sold it. I'm getting my rent, that's all. So the Tamura the Naka Tamada Resusik of it, the Ravusa Naka. The Filibhi Agav Nishari, the old, Shilu Aya Resus Asur, catch this unbelievable line. Afaschiras Ayasur. Can you imagine this? If it would sharecropping would be prohibited, you couldn't rent your field to a guy. Why not? The Ara La Risi Kaima, Uvarisis Tolov Lovaschiras. They'll assume it's Arisis and they'll say you're doing a violation. I will hash the Arisis Shari, Koshkin Skip the Schiras Kiagav Nishari. Very nice. This is, he discusses Schiras and Arisis. So far, so good. Easy. Basically, very easy so far. Okay. Good. So far, so good. Let's be ready to start the Machloek because we're having the time in the Re. Okay. Quite clear, about Sai, that this is Shutfa, it's a different story. Read the Gemara briefly. Hana Mariki the Nakhid Nakat Shapsa Yisrael Nakat Bachad Shapsa. Last line of the riff. Also the Kameh the Rava. Sharalu Rava. Esve Ravino the Rava Yisrael Nakhid Shakiblu. Next page. Start of Shutfas. Loyama Yisrael Nakhid Tulata Chelkacha Bishabis Vani Chelki Bechol Vim Hisme Karamutter Vim Bol Lechajman Aser. At the end, Hisme Kar Hisme Kar is what? That's the Gemara. What exactly does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean? Let's see what it says. There, if lo husnu, the guy is doing the Jew's work. It's like shluchim, not allowed. If husnu, he's not shluchim. We made a deal in advance. I have Sunday, you have Shabbos, so you're not doing my work. In advance, we made up before we started. That Shabbos is your business, nothing to do with me. Okay? Okay? Fine. Osu cheshbin. Vimbol the cheshbon us the machlokas Rashi and the Ravid. The Ran quotes it here on the top of page Mem Zayin and Manala. Let's read it. Vimbol the cheshbon pirish Rashi zal the lava hisla mepilakoi and the mitzvah b'nafshi koloma im kiblu a stam for usu stam shenot al nochi b'shabbos v'yisrael b'chol v'lo tivo yisrael u'bol the cheshbon achazman shamalo yisrael the nochi kamei b'shabbos notalta betlani kenegda nimos achol usu v'schar shabbos u'notal. The Goliath died of the Nachish Luchu, Kach Pirish Rashi. But if Hisnu was Hisnu, who cares what happens at the end? Avala Raibaz al Pirish, no. They are Hisnu me Korakor, Koloma. Ava Pisha Hisnu im Amruach Akach, Shiavo, Lecheshman, Retain the Chalukos and Shoda, Osir. The cave in the bowl, Lecheshman, and Shtakach the Tanai de Mekora, Haroma Bialmu. You're undoing the original condition. You're making sure it's a bluff Bialmu. I mean, it's a bluff. You're splitting 50-50. The Pharish is counting out, and money's passing back and forth. You're mavato the original understanding. You're showing it's a joke, it's a farce. You didn't really mean it. And therefore, what happens if you didn't really mean it? It turns out in retrospect, he was your shliach, like that Maram Shik we had in Avkuf Chavbeis. Remember that the retrospective shliach. So when you do something afterwards, in Gomes Lafreya, in effect, he was your shliach doing your work. That's what the Ran seems to be saying. Shout over here on Daf Mem Zayin and Alf and Daf Yarif. Okay. Rashi says no. Rashi says that Hisnu, it's obviously not a shliach. And the rabbi says no, it's a bluff. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's assume the following situation. I have no hanoah from the fact that the guy did work on Shabbos. And I pay him by the hour. And he didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. I didn't tell him anything. What's it did? What do you say? Mutter or Osai? I didn't tell him when to work. So you work, I'll trust you. You do a certain job, pay $10 an hour, whenever you want to work. Tuesday, Sunday, Friday, Shabbat, whatever you want. What's it in? It's mutter. Who said so? So the Ran explains this way back. We're here on page Mem Zayin. Let's turn back to page Zayin. Turn back to page Zayin in the Riv. All the way back, 40 pages. Back to page Zayin. Explains. Kevin should scar up the yamim dava cuts of the choyom v'yom by the cuts of the chazarasa, and she ain't no mak benima masa yelech. It's following from the bottom of the page. Which I gather the Erev Shabbos aser because it looks bad, but mikir adin mutter. Hold the ain't no mak benima masa yelech. I don't care when you do it. Page Zion in Iran, just before Tana Rabbanan, four lines from the top from the bottom of the page. I don't care when you do it. What do I care when you do it? Whenever you want to do it, you can do it. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Chasam Reish Rav Zayin Sif Gimel. What about Arisus? Then, as we just said before, even though the Yisrael is having anah from the fact that the guard is to work on Shabbos, it's mutter anyway. Tush merchatz. What's merchatz mean? Back here, merchatz on page 92. What's the case of a merchatz? Every time the guy heats up the bathhouse, people come in and they pay a dollar to take a bath. The Jew is getting money. So obviously he's getting money based on what the guy is doing on Shabbos. It's gevaldik for him. Doesn't make a difference. Since the guy is a partner, takes one third of the take, puts it in his own pocket. Every $3 he keeps one. So although I'm gaining the $2, it's mutter, even though it's obvious he's going to be doing work on Shabbos. That's arisus. Same as in the farming situation. So by the farming, you can argue, well, it doesn't matter if he works on Shabbos or Sunday. When it comes to the bath, it's open 7 days a week. Every day guys walk in and take a bath, and he makes more money. I hope he can, it's mutter by arisus. Why? He's working for himself to make the $1. That I make two, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Okay, this is background information. Is everyone clear so far? Now let us proceed. Let's go on. Kablonos, Rabosai. It's very important now. There are two kinds of kablonos. One is a job. Every time you sell me a suit, I give you $10. If they have, you know, in the Southeast Asia, $10 for a suit, and they sell it for $200 here in America, make a little bit of profit. $10 a suit. So he does it on Shabbos. It's his business. Het Nagama. Yes, he got. We just got through saying that. We'll see about Chashad. We'll discuss Chashad later. But don't, it's not, everything's talking about Mikir Adin. Fine. Mikir Adin we'll discuss. Then another kind of a Kabbalah, Rabbi Osai. Open up to the Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Dalet Sif Hei. See what it says. Reish Mem Dalet Sif Hei. Very important. Please, Reish Mandalit, Sifhe. If I haven't got too much of the brewers. Alright, so if you want to look two sides of it. Reish Mandalit, Sifhe. Everyone has one? Im Sachar Gar Lishana Lishnaim. She Yichtavlo, She Yeraglo, Beget. There is a Kosev, Oreg Beshabbos. Kilukotas, Imo, She Yichtavlo, Sefo, She Yeraglo, Beget. She Wosev, Chole, She Yirtze. The same as if I pay him by the garment, so do I pay him by the year. You're on retainer. You're my tailor for the year. Pay $10,000 a year, you do all my tailoring jobs. How much jobs? Depends. How many simples I'll be that year? How many suits I bought that year? How many dresses? You know, you're the tailor for $10,000. Do it on Shabbos, what's the difference? Period. Okay. That's chashadish. V'yesh misha oser b'socher goel izman. Some say it's awesome. So machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin. Okay? What is the nature of the machlokes? Big, big question between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Very, very important. The Magen Avraham in Sivkotan Yudalit says the following is sold. It's only permissible if the Jew has no hanah from the fact that the guy chooses to do it on Shabbos. No, I know whatsoever. So what are they fighting about? This machlokus, the machlokus, the Rambam and the Raivin. Peg Rav Alocha Yud Beis. So what's the machlokus? So he explains the Sifkot and Tetzvav, what's Pshat and the Raivin? Quote, Mishum desvir lei da Yisrael marviach b'masha osa b'shabas, why? D'sheva yitztarech gam l'mocha lichto v'lo yucha lasa shneim ke'echot. I gain when the guy does work on Shabbos, he's free to work on the Motzei Shabbos. Had he postponed the first assignment to Motzei Shabbos and have another one, he won't be available. So I have a potential gain when he works on Shabbos. That's tried in the Yeshom. And the first day, he says, no, that's too far-fetched. We're not worried about that. There's no gain. And that's what's permissible. This is Shitas Ha, Magen Avraham. The Taz says, no, it's a Kotne. The Taz says, it's Mutter, even if there is gain in the situation of Kablonos. Same as Arisus. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam doesn't deny the fact of the Ravid that if he does work on Shabbos, he'll be freed up for work on Motzei Shabbos. That's an undeniable fact of the Taz. But there anyway. Mutter anyway. What's the Kapshat in the Ravid? What's the Yeshamim? What do they hold? Says the Taz, well, it's not really Kablonis. Kablonis is Mutter. What's called Kablonis? Get paid by the garment, paid by the job. This, we get paid by the year. The Ravid said it's not really called Kablonis in the first place. That's why it's us. But if you give it the K word, the Kablonis title, it'll be Mutter, even if the Yisrael is Nana. So writes the Taz. Point out the Levushei Srod, that the Machlokas, the Mogan Avraham, and the Taz here in Reish Mem Gimel, is Lashitosam back in, in Reish Mem Dalet, is Lashitosam back in Reish Mem Gimel. What's back in Reish Mem Gimel? Again, a Shailah. You have a case of a Merachot Rabosai, and the Goy is being paid $1,000 for the year to run the Merachot. May he run it on Shabbos, Medina. The Taz says yes, even though the Jew is gaining every time a guy walks in and takes a bath, he makes a buck. Mutter anyway, Kablonis. So what the Taz says, it's the guy's job to heat up the bath. That's it. The same as we said by Rhesus. The same as we said that we just read around by Rhesus. It's the guy's job. Take a look at, for example, Reish Mem Hei Dalet. Look, just to show you the phraseology. Open up the Reish Mem Hei Dalet, page Ches. What does it say there? Yochel Yisrael and Goy Mos, the Sasek Ben Arapisha, Goy Nosin Ben Nosin Ben B'Shabbos, Cholek Yimo Kol Askar B'Shabbos. Why? Meshe Ein Melach Azumu Tel Asa Yisrael Asosa, Shenoma Shagoy Osa B'Shlichusa, and it's not Nikr, it's no Chashad, and it's Mutta Mikr, then why? The Goy is doing what's incumbent upon him, and the Jew may profit. This is Shidus Hatas. This is Shidus Hatas. Same as Arisus. The Mogad Avraham quotes the Maria Abuav in the Beis Yosef, who says no. Absolutely not. Not. You're not allowed to have a case where you're hiring a guy $1,000 a year to keep the bathhouse open. Kesedah. Can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because you're gaining. As we said before, you're gaining. You may not gain from the Kablonis. Correct the Mogan Avraham. Why is it different than Arisus? Arisus, you're allowed again. We said that the Nafshek of it. Says the Mogan Avraham in Simon, Reish Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, quote, it's a correct quote, Vilek Olameima da Akuma da the Nafshek of it. Oh, that's exactly what the Taz said. Can't. Why not? Look what he says. To Ha'av Imlo Yase Ha'akum B'Shabbos Yitztarech L'Shalem Lo. What does that mean? What does that mean? Since the Yisrael is going to have to pay the Goy in any event, we cannot say Adata the Nafshikovit. So writes the Mogan Avraham. He's coming to defend the Maria Buav. The Prima Godim said, I looked in the Maria Buav, I didn't find this line. You better believe he didn't find this line. I didn't find this line. All right, you didn't find the line. The Mogan Avraham added the line to defend the Maria Buav. Prima Gomer didn't realize that, and he paskins. The Afim Mafsid Akum Gam came. Kol Shi Yisrael Mafsid Kol Arevach Lo Aminon Akum Badat B'Dinav Shei Torach. The Skar Malachim Motu Lavu Likach Skar. Prima Gomer asks it in all cases. But that's very difficult. Why not? Why should it be us? What's wrong? Why is it different than Arisus? The Shvere Prima Godim. This being the case, Rabosai, if Apshat is correct, what will happen if the guy doesn't get paid by the year, by the month, by the week? He gets paid X dollars for every time he eats the bath. You know, every time you eat the bath, I'll give you 10 bucks. Every single time. Then we can argue that the Yisrael, that the Goy is adat of the Nafshika of it, and to be Mutta Medina, even according to the Maria Buav, even though the Yisrael gains. When the Maria Buav asked, he's paying him by the year, it's a retainer. But if he's going to be paid by every single case, it's permissible. Who said so? The Noda Behuda said so, against the Prima Godim. Now the Sharat Zion quotes the Prima Godim in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Cotton Yud Dalit. Take a look over here. This whole machlokas is found. It's good to see inside. Take a look here in page 6. Page 6. Have a look inside. Okay? Just look inside. Mishnah Brura Yud. In. Okay, if it dies on the first wide line of the Mishnah Brura, page 6, with a small yud basis, it says basis, does it mean Maria? Maria Bua. Vida. To be merchats ki agavna. Tahainu shesocher einu yehudi lavot bo kol hashana. Vashiyita la yehudi kol harevach shal hashabosis. Midina asur. That's asur midina. Ah, midina. Because when do we say it's Mutta Medina? When? Third line. Ksha'ein Revach Yisrael B'masha Osa Goy B'Shabbos. Zimul Yasa Yomis and Abiyom Acher. Then we say Adat the Nasha Yomis. Abu B'merchat Shamaloch and Atsuva B'chol Yom Revach L'Atmo. Zimul Yasa Yom Echad Yasa Yisrael Osa Yom. Im Kain. What do you doubt it is? Iker Amalacha B'Shvil Yisraelu U'Medina Osa Kamoske Yom. Yat the Mekabal Skala Amina Adat the Nasha Yomis. Says the Sharat in Yudalit. The Af, the Bimogan Avram, Siyem Oz. The Af, Im Lo Yasa, Goy B'Shabbos. Yitzarach L'Shalem Lo. No, that's a very important, relevant point. Ayin Fri Megodim, Shehiskim, the Ein Toli B'Zeh. See, you can believe this is unbelievable. The Mishnah Brura decided to file the Fri Megodim against the Bimogan Avram himself. So I don't know why he made that decision. Magen Avraham was a greater guy, and the Prima Donna calls him Ha'odom. He always agrees with him. Just because he disagrees, this Lav Davka. The Pasha Pshat is really Davka. Pasha Pshat. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Tuf, in the Hagos Mordechai, Tuf Samach Beis. If you don't mind. Tuf Samach Beis, please. Tuf Samach Beis. Page 162. Everyone see? Page 162. Evid Nochri Oshifa Muskaram Lashana Opokos Nami Adata Denavshayo Avidi Bishul Revach Shalahen V'ein Olav Limchos The Domish Ksas Lashiluach Igoros Taminim Perakama Timkota Tzlodomim Mutter. What does that mean? You hire a guy to take a letter whenever you want. So then, you know, we'll see later the details. It's okay. Here too, you have an Eved, a Shifka, and they do whatever they have to do. Adat and the Nafshein. What's the context of this Hagos Mordechai? The Mishnah, Kufkaf Aleph. Nochri Shebo L'Chabros. You don't have to tell him, Al T'Chaben. He says it's not only referring to a stamped John you pick up in the street. He's allowed to put a your own ozeret, who you pay by the year, she puts out the fire. Also, ein tzarach limchos biyoda. You know she's your worker. Doesn't matter. It's like that for your tests. Now wait a minute. Can you wait till tomorrow to put out the fire? Imagine the house is burning down. Oh, wait till tomorrow to put out the fire. Ridiculous. There'd be no house. Obviously, it's critical that the fire be put out right now. Afal pikein that God's Mordechai says it's mutter. L'chor it's a raya to the Taz. That even though the Yisrael is nene, Rabbi Osai, even though the Yisrael is nene, afal pikein, since the goy is being paid by the year, it's permissible. L'chor is the Megillah Sefer asks this question. He says, how can the Akronim tilt towards the Magen Avraham? There's nothing in Rishonim, and here that goes Mordechai is beferish like the Taz against the Maria Bu. Yeah. General fee. That's it. General fee. This cash is raised by the Megillah Sefer. A good cash. If someone has it to say, I'll read it to you. I don't know what. Oh. Thank you very much. Very nice introduction to this whole topic. leave it simon. Lamed Aleph, I believe. Lamed Aleph. Beis. Nagos Mordechai, da-da. Here you can't wait till tomorrow. Vada Yashay Yisrael, Nana Dim, Lo Achshav Emosai. You can't wait till tomorrow. And about Filim, Anokhi Sochel Olashana, the Kibu Yit Lekas, Bavad, Gam Ken Yesh Lesson Mitam Zeh. Umuchach Mizeh, Shadatha Gos Mordechai, Lahatar Kaplonas, Afilu Ba'ofen Shekola Anoshala Yisrael, Fin Anokhi Nana Mizeh Klal, because it's just being paid by the year. The kaplanus who had the bechol gavna hayolsa malachim who tell us olav va'osa adat the nafshei against the Maria Buov. And here the guy's getting nothing at all whatsoever. Sitzas tzarachin al achronim shenoktu ledina kedas Maria Buov came in shchazin and bagos Mordechai b'shem Araam shecholek. That is the aura. It's a very authoritative source. Why does everyone else seem to be ignoring this? I'll tell you my pshat to answer this question. My pshat. Perhaps we make the following suggestion. The only time we say that if the Yisrael has hanah, it is prohibited, according to the Maria Buav, Rabbi, so listen carefully, is if there's a positive hanah. A positive hanah, you're making money. Over here, it's only a negative hanah. It's a negative hanah. A negative hanah. Negative hanah is different than a positive hanah. True. L'chor over here, we're not discussing the Issa hanah per se, but rather when the Yisrael has hanah, it's considered to be a shliach. But even so, remember they had that Maram Shik I mentioned a minute ago. The Maram Shik said Pshat and Tosis Kufchav Beis, that's neither Kishlucho Sotel Mafreya. Yet Tosis says in that same Daf, Kufchav Beis, that in a case in which the Goy put out the fire, Adat and the Nafshe Ka'ovah Lo Nena Migufa Malocha, that we say it's permissible. Perhaps you require a positive Hanah in order to consider your Shliach. I don't know why, I wouldn't say that Misvara, but that's perhaps what these poskims are basing themselves on. That Agos Mordechai is only making in the case of a negative hanah. This does not make you someone into a shliach, but a positive hanah does, perhaps. I mean, this is a suggestion. A suggestion. You recall, we spoke about that Tosis and Afkuf Chavez, and now back and forth, what's the nature of the Issa. Let's just review briefly, Rabosai. Review briefly. Open up Kuf Chav Beis Amin Aleph for a minute, just to review, because this is a critical component here. Kuf Chav Beis Amin Aleph for a minute. Tosa said, what happened if the guy came and he filled up and he lit a candle, you can't use it. He didn't tell him. Frek Tosis. Why don't we say Nochri Adat and Nafshek Ovid and Kuf Kafala from Adal? What is Tosa's answer? Look what he says. Lo Dami Lamadiel. Dada the Nafshek Ovid. Listen to the words. It's five lines or less. Hani Mili Bekibu Bechayote Bo. She'ein Yisrael Nana Bimasa Nochri. Aval Hocha Shaguf Yisrael Nana Bimasa Shal Nochri. Lo Armina Adat and Nafshek Ovid. So what does that mean? So the Maram Shik said it meant, if I understood him correctly, that in the case in which there is Hana, then it's considered to be Shlucha. If that Maram Shik is correct, you can understand why the Poskim don't quote this Hagos Mordechai as a riot to the case that we're discussing. That is only a negative Hana. He was talking about a positive Hana. The truth is that it's not so posh that this is the correct shot within the Tosis. That's purely a matter of Nirik Shlucho, because it's still not clear why you shouldn't be Nirik Shlucho if there's no positive Hanah. Mela, if the Yisrael did nothing, Rabosai, listen carefully. If the Yisrael did nothing, what happened? The guy came, took took asavim, took him off the ground and gave him to his behemoth. So we said that the Mechaber is atzmut. The Yisrael is zero. He never validated what he did. But if the Yisrael did validate what he did, how did he do that? He lives in the house. The house is about to burn. The guy puts out the fire. I'm still in the house. That itself is svara. I would have said the svara should be a validation of what the guy did, and should be, if you hold nirik shlucho, I would have said this again. After what I would have said, misvara, that would be considered prohibited if the real violation is an issur of shlichus. So I would like to say pshat, my original pshat in the Tosfos, is a restraint up and down issur hanah. Issur hanah b'meleches nachri. And if it's, as I said before, if it's just a negative hanah, the house didn't burn down, there's no issur hanah. Finished. There's no issur hanah. When there is a positive hana for me or for my animal, we don't say adat adu nafshika ovid. If I did something which demonstrates that I'm validating, that I want it. Not the pshat that shluchalim afreh, that's a shver pshat. If it's shluchalim afreh, I would have said it works even if a negative hana. Against this maram shik, and perhaps what the chron have to say to answer the Megillah Sefer's kash. So what's talk of pshat? This is my pshat. My pshat is as follows. My pshat is, they made a gzer vis hana. Why? Look what the Gemara says. Osi lemeim to maasi. Where is it? Osi lemeim alanachli last b'shvilo. The Easter anachli, you may come to tell them yourself. Now, in a case in which the Yisrael did nothing, they never made an Easter anachli. Letter. I can wait till Motzei Shabbos. The case of Adleika, I can't wait till Motzei Shabbos. The obvious distinction which the Megillah Sefer just said, what's the comparison? What's this raya that goes to Mordechai? Pilei ployim. I think he's only bringing a raya to one nekuda. The one nekuda is Rav Osai, that we can say, adata the nafshei ka'ovid, not only if you're expecting future payment. You know, the Rashi said in Kuf Kaf Aleph, Testament Aleph, you were paid to deliver the letter. And that proof is here over here. You were paid to retain it for the whole year. That's all he's trying to prove, but they're not exactly identical cases. Not identical. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah, as I said before, I don't know why, for some reason he followed the Prima Gadim all the way. I thought the Magen Avraham should be taken in faith. Tesamid Aleph. You were paid to deliver the letter. And that's true. And here over here, you were paid to retain it for the whole year. That's all he's trying to prove. But they're not exactly identical cases. Not identical. Okay. Now the Mishnah Brura, as I said before, I don't know why, for some reason he was, I don't know, he followed the Prima Gunim all the way. I thought the Magen Avraham should be taken at face value. The Mishnah Brura, the Shitaso, look at the end of Sifkat Yud, the very end. Look what it says. The Kevin, the Medina Asur, I feel this person should start all the Shana, Chutzutchun, Omar Asayin, it's the Lassar. The Enheter, Kiim, Hecha, the Yeshla, Eno, Yehudi, Tzatz, Chelek, Berevach HaShabosos. You're being paid a percentage. Then and only then is it Mutter. He's Lashitaso in Charity and Yudagli Prima Gadim. According to the Magen Avraham, you don't have to be paid by the percentage. You're paid each and every time you heat up the bathhouse. It's also good enough. It's also good enough. Oh. So what does the Mishnah Brura suggest? A radical Chiddush over here. Look what he says. A heter to do what? A sale. Unbelievable. Every Friday you sell the bathhouse to the goy. Can you imagine this? Mutl hecha shemochol alagami b'chol erev Shabbos. The last line of Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Yud. The very last line. What do you say, Rabbi Osai? Isn't there an Isser of Chashat? Shouldn't there be an Isser of Chashat? L'chor should be an Isser of Chashat. It's kind of a fake, what's called a Mechiras HaRama. This doesn't take, this doesn't work to take away Chashat. That's what Megillah Seva points out in Sifkot and Gimel. It doesn't take away Chashat. For example, look in the Shari Tshuva, Resh Mem Dalet. Resh Mem Dalet, Rabbi Osai. He says as follows. He's talking about a case of a shul that's being built on Shabbos. You believe it's a school or a shul, believe it or not, being built on Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no chashad, there's the rabbim, da 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 da. Then he says, it's only okay. He's not happy with that head. There's a different head. They're building from scratch. Read the Shari Tshuva, the first wide line on page Hay, where it says, sell it to the goy. You know why? It's a plain wall, a plain roof. The keep on top, like you have it's the big yeshiva, so the keep on top, that's obviously for what? A shul. Shar and Yonah Shanika Shehain Osen came, the binyan headed. Hakabinyan Beis Akneses, Ein Lahatra de Harova Samachira, Kevin Shanika Lakol, Luchen Achagmarak Salam Bagagal Yasu Beshabbos. So here too, he writes, this kind of fake Mechira is not going to work if there's a possibility of Chashat. Okay. Now, a fascinating question. Resh Nun Beis Sifkaton Yud Zayin. Resh Nun Beis Sifkaton Yud Zayin. Very, very important. You pass me the sanctity. I'd like to see that for a second. Resh Nun Beis, we've been here before. We've been here before in Yud Zayin. What does it say? There it says, the guy can't do anything in the Jew's house. What's Aloma? The Shalom Beis Yisrael. The Yaz Merzik Yilush Osa Veshlichos Yisrael. Here it is. Where is it? You want to look it up? I'll tell you where to look it up. Klal Gimel, end of Siman Yud. The Bebeis Yisrael Asur, Afilu Mudava Shemina Kol B'nei Ha'ir, Lidna B'Kablonus, Velo Asur Nebechle V'Skriyom, Gam Ken Asur, Mitam Zeh. What's wrong? The Yomu Shetzivo Lassos B'Shabbos. He points it out from both sides. Even if he's a Kabbalah, you can't go tell him to do it on Shabbos. I know you're being paid every time you make a suit, I give you $10. And do make it now. I need it for tonight for my big bar mitzvah. Can't do that. So is that kind of a chashad? So it's a chayod. So it's a chayod? No. So the question becomes, Rabbosai, is the kasha again the Megillah Sefer. Interesting question he asks again. Sukkot and Hay. We saw yesterday in Bir Halacha, beginning of Resh Mem Dalet, that there are poskim who say it's permissible to have a goy build your house on Shabbos if the entire city does only bekablonos, right? And we sort of were a little bit inclined to accept that pshat. Why? Because why is it rejected by the Mishnah Berurah? Because it was prima godim with the Ram, but we saw that not pshat in the Ram. So we were a little bit inclined to be a little bit lenient. Fret the Megillah Sefer, according to the Chayotim, should be usher. Let's say there's a certain school and they're building on Shabbos in a certain Jewish neighborhood, for argument's sake, a yeshiva. Okay? So we said maybe it's mutter based upon the Bir Halacha. What do you mean? We should be choshed that the board of directors of the school told the guy, yes, we're paying you by the job $1 million, but we're in a rush. You better work on Saturday. Why aren't we choshed for that kind of a marasai and achshav? That's a gewaldig akash. There's no answer to that akash. The only answer is that the Mekilim and Reish Mem Dalet argue on the Chayotim and Reish Nun Beis. There's no other way. Aye, but the Chayotim is quoted the stomach by the Mishnah Berurah. Sure enough, I look up to Nishmas Adam. He takes a hold of the Machmir. He's a Shittasa. He'll look at Machmir and Reish Mem Dalet. But I open up Sanctity, page 72, and I saw something very interesting. Mamash, a holy book. Over here, the Kamach Ronim and Bavuah Desh Lahokol Kshem Afursim Kshem Bekablonas Af Bosei Bebeis Yisrael Maram Shik Ol Avram Mar Shag Noda Bihuda etc. Shehemo Harabim Neged Achai Adam. The role of Poskim are against the Chai Adam. That's all. Most are against him. And says most. There's no way to resolve it. Yes or no? So I'm not, it's better to be machmir. But Mikir Adin, he's called the Rav Poskim, so B'Shaz HaTzchak Gadol, we can go back to what we suggested yesterday, a possibility, again, it's only B'Shaz HaTzchak Gadol, to be somewhat make. Oh. Take a look now to Mishnah Berurah, Reish Mem Dalet, Tzivkotin Chof Dalet. That's the machlokas we made reference to earlier. I mentioned about Avraham and the Taz. Take a look, see inside. Kosev Amogon Avram. Just see it inside. For both sides. Chavdal. Kavodas Rambam Kederach Asorim Sheishnam Sover Miyuchad. Page 10. Ochayat Miyuchad Shebechol Eish Tzorach Asal Lichto Miyuchil Lichto Uveish Adin Tzorach Lo Yeshiv Yoshev Bottle. So there's no gain. There's no gain. Yisrael Aviyah. That's it. But if, in fact, you do gain, then even Rambam will agree that it's Asor. You're going to gain, Marviach. And the Taz says no. The Taz said, even if you do gain, it's mutter anyway. I wanted to show you inside that machlokes. Now, the Ramah is machmir. By Skaro Lachol Amaloch, it's Rabosai. The Ramah, bottom line, is machmir. Sifhei. The Daf, Yesh Misha Osir, Pesach Lizman. Why is it us? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Tes. Lemalacham Yucheres, the Mizeev Shalayagia Lisrael Revach, Idezeshu also the Shabbos, kept going Shalay Starach Israel, like we go Ksiva Kolkach. Aval im Lachola Malachas, Karava Dava Levadaim, Shit Star, Starach Lamar Malacha Cheres. Came our via Chayisrael, but Melechas Agoy B'Shabes. Who said so? Mogan Avram says the Megillah Sefer. Now Faker. First, he was bothered why the poskim are following the Maria Buav when it's against Agos Mordechai. We gave a possible terror. Now he's asking Faker. Why the poskim say Lekula like the Taz? It's a Mefurash Ramah like the Mogan Avram. There's no other way to explain this Ramah. So since we B'nei Yisrael Yotzim Biad Ramah, we should follow the Ramah. So we should follow the Chumra, like the Maria Abuav. Because after all, that's the only way to explain this din of Sakhu L'Kol HaMalachas. That's the Kashrus which the Megillah Sefer raises right then and there, in the same Simon, the Cotton Tess. Good Kashrus. Finally for today, you mentioned the idea of Hefzat Gadol. It's a Chashash, you may do the Averi yourself. And therefore, this may be a Hefzat to go into business, even if you're going to tell a guy to work on Shabbos. For tomorrow's shir, I'm asking you to do something. If you have a chance to look in a couple of them. I asked you that Noda Behuda from yesterday, whatever it was, the test, the first few paragraphs. Also, the Alter Rebbe has something about this. Alter Rebbe. I want to say exactly where it is. Alter Rebbe. Hold on. Alter Rebbe. Mem Dalet Sif Chof. And the Kuntres Aparin Tes. Okay, if you have a chance to look there. And not a Behuda, beginning of Tinyan, the beginning of Chof Tes. Very interesting. Part of it is quoted in the Sharat Shu we saw yesterday. Resh Mem Hey Hey. All this is important. Also, we have time. The Avnei Nezer. Very interesting Avnei Nezer. What simon is it? Mem Aleph. You can have a chance to look at those extra Ramakomas for tomorrow's Shia. But just to finish up for today, Rabosa. So he says as follows. The only time there's going to be any kind of a heter to go into big business for Malcolm Hefsid is in the case where the Jew is working there 6 days a week. If the Jew is working there 6 days a week, we're afraid if you're not going to let him have the goy stand in for him on Shabbos, he'll chas v'shalom do it himself. That's the Gemara Kuf Nun Gimel. What if the Yid is a silent partner? He's never there. Not their Sunday, not their Tuesday, not their Thursday. Never there. So then argues the Megillah Sefer of Kod Yud Aleph here, and in the same Lamed Aleph Yud Aleph, that there's no heter. You know, the whole heter is the Yevid heter because you're afraid he'll do it himself. The guy's never there. He has a different partner. He lives in a different continent. He's not going to do anything on Shabbos. Maybe it wouldn't help. So all those Star Mechiris HaRoma, he says, won't work to eliminate Isra of Chashad in such a case. So how in the world do you find people utilizing these shtaras? I sell my business to a guy, the kind of shtikla. How do you allow it? Yeah? No. The heter, there is an Isra of Chashad. But we're mata, the Isra of Chashad, because we're afraid if we don't allow it, you're going to do the malacha yourself with your own bare hands. Be over this skila. You can only over this skila if you're standing near the factory. If the factory is in New York and you live in Israel, what are you going to do? So therefore, he does not want to rely upon any shtar mechiris because he's afraid, at least he's afraid of chashad. Even no matter what kind of deal you make, you eliminate the Eastern Medina. It's always going to be a chashad. So the only answer I can give to that is, based on what we spoke about yesterday. These factories are in the quote, Rechov HaNochrim. Even in Achutz Tzchum, they're not in the Jewish neighborhoods. We said that the Mishnah Berurah test, it's not in the Jewish neighborhood, there's no Chashad. So you have to figure out a way how to eliminate the Iker Adin, that we'll discuss tomorrow. But if you can eliminate the Iker Adin, as far as Chashad is concerned, as long as your business is not in the Jewish community, no one knows that it's open, because they don't walk there, there's grounds to be lean as far as the Chashad is concerned. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll discuss any possibilities having it open on Shabbos, even telling the guy, or winking at the guy, knowing he's going to be there on Shabbos himself. I want to discuss two things today. The first, out the Rebbe. Reish Mem Dalid Chof. About? Where are we starting from? A Tshuvas Marashal. Tshuvas Marashal. This is Bucky the Marashals. Well, the Mogen Avraham quotes it. In Simon Reish Mem Dalet. Of Sivkot Yudai. Yehudish is in Ramah Sivav. Yehudish is Sochar HaMelach. Mutu lahaskil o Paul and bekiboles shem yaslo kach v'kach melach itlo kach v'kach shut marshal simon kuf. Very important shuvah of marshal. What happened? Yisrael was had some kind of a concession, some kind of a deal. He was able to produce salt, and he needed workers to mine the salt, and the workers would work for him on Shabbos. There was a way in which it could be done in a permissible fashion. It's called over here in the Bar Heitev. Let's open a regular Mishnah Berurah, please. Page Vav. It's in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Four lines from the bottom of page Vav. Yehudish Asachar Bishul HaMelech Ben Asar. Mutal Ahaskal Apolim B'Kibolis. Shem Yas Lo Kach V'Kach Melech. Yitin Lo Kach V'Kach. Af HaPish HaKen HaVetim Shalayim Shalayim Yisrael. Shari. Okay? That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, again, quoting from the Mogen Avraham, quoting from the Marashal. All right. However, the question is, as follows. I spoke yesterday about a case in which a goy gets paid for every time he heats the bathhouse. He's being paid by the time. So there was quoted that you have to tell the goy, I'm not makbid if you work on Shabbos or not, because I can't tell you to work on Shabbos, that's for sure. So go back to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says as follows. He starts by quoting the Tumas Marashal. Okay? And he goes on. God. Let me read it for the recess as follows. If a person hires workers by the month or by the year, from Yurta Shalom Lassus B'Shabbos or Shus B'Yodah. From Aval Pikenim Osame Aleim Kedela Harvus B'Skaram Ain't Tzorech Lom Aleim Klum Aval Pisha Magia Li Yisrael Anor Gedol Lemizeh Ain't B'Kach Klum Kevan Shagoyim Iskarim L'Tovas Atzma. So it's Alter Rebbe Simon Reish Mem Dalit Siv Chof. This is based upon the Marashal, and the Alter Rebbe explains as follows. You have to explain to them that you're not makbid. But most people don't. And the Marashal said nothing. The Chuvas Marashal says, doesn't Simon Kuf doesn't say a word about this Amira. Why did the Marashal say so? You have to tell the Goyim, I don't mind if you don't work on Shabbos. Zok Dazak. Umin Astam, Efshur Dein Lochosh Lazeh. There's no need to say it, because in the average case, the guy who wants to make a living, that's why he got involved in this deal in the first place, is very happy to work on Shabbos, even if the Yisrael would tell him, I'm not makbid that you work on Shabbos. You take a look, for example, in the Sharatiyun, right here, in Sivkotan Lamed Gimel. Take a look. Sivkotan Lamed Gimel, in Sharatiyun. Mogan Rabbi Shem Rashal. The Kitzer Ma'od Bahatakoso. It was very, he didn't quote the whole story, the Mogan Avram did. Because he quotes the Poskim Torah Shabbos, Machsa Shekel. Ein Mutter Bezelem Kein Lo Kova Lo Molach Lo B'Shabbos. Can't tell them to work on Shabbos. Okay. So according to the Alter Rebbe, what it means is, that's what it means. You didn't say boo, and you relied upon the fact that he's probably going to want to do it on his own anyway. A big cooler, major cooler from the Alter Rebbe, Pshat and the Marashal, Saturday in Mogan Avram, and almost said the favorite you're in Sharatia. But one thing is clear. To tell him to work on Shabbos, forget it. That's klar in all these poskim. However, is the No Dabbi Yehuda Tinyon? Does anybody know where that sefer is to be found? It was in my hands, I read it, and they put it down somewhere, and now no one seems to be able to find it. Okay? I don't have the original then. We have a little bit cited in the Shari Tshuva, a little bit, in Simon Reish Mem Hei. Take a look, please. Reshem Hey Sifay Os Beis. Kosta B'Shut Not Abiyudet in Madura Tinyana Simon Chavtes. Mish. Someone found it? Mish Yesh Lo Chanus Psucha B'Rechov Ha'enim Yehudim. That's what we quoted last time to discuss the issue of it being in a Goyish street, that there shouldn't be a problem of Marazai. That's why we quoted it before. But that's yesterday, Shia. Now we're discussing any who do sochel reshe b'chanus v'limkar v'nos noschirus yodua l'shavua l'shana ze'asa. Okay. Question. You're putting him in a store, Rabbi Osai. Right? You're putting him in a store. What kind of store are we talking about? What will happen if the store will say closed on Saturday in the middle of Manhattan? Closed on Saturday, you know, you're sitting there. What? Closed on Saturday? Not Shayach, come on. Well, I'm going to try to read you this from a secondary source to the best of my ability. I have to say the Yizal Mayim. Oh. He quotes another Behuda. It's a quote, direct quotation. It's in quotation marks. Page Mem Ches Nesef. Didami liyom ashuk hakavua b'shabes she'osu litin lenach midavar limkor afilu eina amalei limkor b'shabes the stomach of Perusha v'chanus yoser ha'vikamalei limkor b'chol yom afilu b'shabes. That's exactly why we said, you know, we just start off as we saw in Sharet Shuvah, asering if it's being paid kacha. I repeat again. How did he start? He said, Asur. Why Asur? Why is it Asur? If he's just being paid, stop. Why is it Asur? Sechiras to do all the Shavuot, all the Shana. Why? We have certain kulas by Sechiras, as we know, by Sechiras to Shavuot, all the Shana. Yeah, but not if you're telling him to work on Shabbos. Is he being paid by the year or the month or the week, and you tell him to work on Shabbos, forget about it. But the implication is, if you're going to pay him an additional to his salary, his weekly, monthly, or annual salary, you're going to give him what? A pruta, a penny, for every sale that he makes in the store? It's mutachot in Rabbi Yehuda, even if you're telling him to work on Shabbos. That's the implication of this expression that we just read in Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. How can that be? How can that be? Where's the idea of the Yom HaShuk? He quoted Yom HaShuk. Where's Yom HaShuk? Yom HaShuk is in Shin Zayin in Mishnah Berurah Tezvah. Just look for a minute. Shin Zayin Tezvah, get the idea. I said, my friend, you can do it whenever you want to do it. But I know you can only sell it in the marketplace. And the marketplace only open on Saturdays. What kind of joke is this? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Simon Shin Zayin Tezvah, page 202. Third line. Yom Hashuk Shem B'Shabbes over also Malkam and Amatzi Likos Kim Yom Hashuk as it is in Ayor Tanis Havalei Kemas to the Yom Hashabbes B'Feirish. What are you telling him to buy? Telling him to sell? Makes no difference. I feel it's Gilas HaShavu HaAsur. You're telling him to do it on Shabbos. Now the note of you that said Yom Hashuk, don't Yom Hashuk, and he's not doing it anyway. Everything paid a penny for every sale. This is the hefty of what we call kablonus. The Navi says, it's like this I can't prove to you because I don't have it directly in front of me, but this is a critical line. He writes, Navi Yehuda, and this is the hefty of kablonus, which is found in Simon Reish Mem Dalid Sivov. This is it. Let's open up. What's in Reish Mem Dalid Sivov? What's there? What is there, Rabbi Osai? Let's look a look, see what it says. Reish Mem Dalet Sivav. Open up what it says. What's the Navi referring to? It's critical. I'm not completely sure that I'm right over here. Let's begin from the beginning. Yehudi Akone Meches Umaskelo Hagoy LeKabel Meches B'Shabbes Mutter Imu B'Kiboles Tahayna She'omolo L'Kshetigve Me'a Dinrim Etel L'Kot Kach V'Kach. I believe that the Navi Yehuda refers to the Mechaber. Reish Mem Dalet Sivav, which is Mutter Het Gomer. This is Het Gomer. And why is it at the Gamma? He's doing it for himself. He's doing it to make his own profit. He's doing it to make a profit. That's all. Period. Comes the Alter Rebbe and says, nothing doing. No way, Jose, to tell a guy to work on Shabbos. There's only one case. There's only one case in the world where you can tell a guy to work on Shabbos. Only one case. That's possible to imagine. What is that? an oris, and a sharecropper, then it's a possibility. We'll see that even that's not a good enough. Is the Alter Rebbe Rabosai? Ask us even that. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, to tell a guy to work on Shabbos, forget it. Even if he's an oris, a sharecropper, even that's not allowed. As in Reish Mem Gimel, end of Siv Zayin. Talk about an oris over here. Rak Shizor Shlo Yomelo Shiyasin B'Shabbos. Forget about it. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. Let's forget about it. However, the note of Yehuda seems to say it is permissible. How can it be? So it starts with an Chumas Avne Nezer. If you pass me the Chumas Avne Nezer, Simon Memal, that's where it's something amazing. Thank you very much. The Avne Nezer says Beferish that it's permissible to tell a goy, an oris, to work on Shabbos. He quotes it earlier from a Prima Gadim. Take a look if you have a Prima Gadim. Reish Mem Dalid. In the Mishpitzo Zov, end of Sivkotin Beis, there the Prima Gadim writes as follows. About selling stuff, if you sell the enterprise to the guy on Friday, does whatever he wants. He had the Prima Gadim, Mechiwa Lavdavka, who are din arisus b'shabes shari. That means you can make an arisus b'shabes. Pashut. An arisus, what does it mean arisus on Shabbos? He's going to do nothing? Of course, because you're telling him to work on Shabbos. So at the Avnei Nezer in Simon Mem Aleph. Why? He explains why. An incredible explanation. He says an arisus is simply a partner. It's simply a partner. And he explains it in Sifkot and Hay. This is a very interesting explanation. This is critical. Today she hangs on this line. Listen carefully. Aris who shoot the fisode, when also shlichus balabayis klal, mutter afila mechuyev last b'shabbos. That's the deal. Why? The lav shlucha uklal. Look what he says now. Kevan she'eno notel peirosav avur pu'ulaso, and he adds. Shari afilu yardu gishamim me'elov below pu'ulas ha'aris lidlos no tel ha'peris u'mishiv da'aris kishmo, as the rift says in Sokho Esa'um, I think it means like Erison. He's a partner, he's a connected, attached. That's what it says. This is an amazing chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, that Arisus is unique. You know why? He's not being paid for what he did. He can get away with murder. His job is to make sure that the field is well watered. So in a drought year like this year in America, he works his head off. A different year, he just sits back on the porch and does nothing. Rain, go away. He lacks the rain. Every day it's raining. He doesn't do a single thing and being paid a fortune. The same one-third of the crop. So you can't say he's working for the year. He doesn't have to work at all. It's almost like Kodesh Baruch Hu provides rain. So you can't say he's doing the year's work. He's simply a partner who gets his third, whether he puts in the work as a watering the crop, or even if he doesn't do any work watering the crop. Doesn't matter. As opposed to a kablon, rabosai, a kablon, whatever, he's osam lachos shal Yisrael. Then we say, a kablon, that's only mutak she'enu mitzaveyu las b'shabbos. If you tell him to work on Shabbos, not allowed whatsoever. That's what he says over here in Sivkotan Hey. Even if he's being paid a percentage, says the Avnei Nezer. Even if he's being paid a percentage, he's not labeled as an oris. Why? Because oris is unique. Why is oris unique, according to the Avnei Nezer? He can make all the money without lifting a finger. That's a unique characteristic of an oris, making him a full partner. If I'm a partner in IBM, and it goes up, so I make money. What do I do to make the money? Nothing. Of course, if it goes down, I also lose the money. But okay, a partner who can make money without lifting a finger, that's called an oris kishmo. Then and only then is he really working for himself. How does the Avnei Nezer know that it's true? That an oris is permissible, you can tell him to work on Shabbos. How do you know? So he starts off in Sifkat Na'af by saying, we know in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Gimel, it talks about, based on the Gemara, about an Oris and a Merchatz. The only problem is what, Rabbo Sai? Marisai and Chashat, Sugan Avodah Zorah. But Mi'ikar Adin, an Oris and a Merchatz is Mutter, even though, to quote the Lashon of the Avnei Nezer here in Sifkot and Aleph, Umistava Mechuyiv Oris, the Bala Merchatz, the Chalam of Chayom, even B'Shabbos. It's Mutter anyway. That's how he knows it's true. That's how he knows it's true. Now, the truth is, the Avnei brings two riots that it's true, but both riots, Rabbi Osai, refer to an arisis of karaka. What are the two riots that he brings that it's true? His first, both from Masechta Avodah Zarah. The first is from Tosis, the beginning of that Tosis in Avodah Zarah, the long Tosis, the very beginning of the Tosis. Arisa, Chafala from the base. Tosis is the following line. A similar line is in Shabbos, but not as clear. So I have to read it to you from here. What does Tosis say? It says as follows. Tosis says over here, quote Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says, Arisa, Arisu, Seka, Avid. And it's Mutta to do a job at Kabbalonis. The Kavachom and Amiu, the hashtag Arisa Soda. Shechelek HaYisrael Mashbiach Bimlocha. Shari. Okay. And he refers again, ideas, it's Chelek HaYisrael Mashbiach. And what is that based upon? It's based upon the fact, Rabbi Osai, that work is being done on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Rabbi Osai, listen very carefully. Kavachome Kablonis She'ein Lo Shvach Li Yisrael Klal. What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? The fact that he does the work on Shabbos to fix my suit, to make my suit, I couldn't care less. But the fact that he does work on Shabbos by Rishis helps me out every day. This guy works in the farm. It's helpful to me. And therefore, the presumption is that the deal is you as an artist are going to work whenever it's appropriate, including Shabbos. That's Ryan number one. Okay. Ryan number two is from the Ran. In the Masechet Avodah Zarah, I ask you to see this. This is on the Maror Makomos. The Ran in Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Ramaskel Umeha. That's the one on Vav and Beis. And look what he says. I think very interesting. This is what the Ran says. Umeha Shamina the Kevin Sheish LaAkim Chelik BePeres Hasadem Afal Pishi Yisrael Nenem Imlechas Shabbos Mutter KaAkim Adate the Nafshe KaAvid VaHanoas Yisrael MeMela Asya Ilkach Shari. Okay, you with me? Which is prohibited. The Hosam Avodas Hasada a Yisrael Nami Ramya. That's why it's different. Now wait a minute. He's contrasting an Oris with the case of the Shutfus case. Now the Rabosai, in the case of the Shutfus, look at what the Gemara says. It's right here. The Rif quotes it. What are you saying? Vayomal Yisrael Akum, Tulat the Chelkach of Shabbos, Fani Chelkach B'chol. So it's clearly referring to a case, Rabbi Osai, when you're telling the guy to work on Shabbos. And yet, in distinguishing between that case and the Oris case, the Ran does not say, well, they're telling him to work on Shabbos, and here you're not. Why doesn't he say that? Because it's not true, says Avinezim. You can tell the Oris to work on Shabbos, and it's Mutter anyway. Gevaldig Arayis. I think the second one's even better. Gevaldig Arayis. But they're both talking about Karaka, Rabbi Osai. And in Karaka, the Svara of the Avnei Nezer of Cotton Hay is brilliant. Your partner, if it rains by itself, you don't have to do anything. Comes along the Sefer Yizel Mayim on page Mem Tes, and he asks to steer an Avnei Nezer. Minei Obey. Because he gives a reason in Sifkot and Hay, which applies to Karka only, if it rains. But what's he talking about at the beginning of Aleph? He's talking about Arisa of what? Of Merchatz. Rabbo say, of Merchatz. What, is it going to rain into the Merchatz? Rain hot water? What do you want the Merchatz? What's the job of the Baal on there? To heat the water? Case, Rabbo say. I know people have this actual case. A real live case, Rabbo say. It's a very important Ran. Open up to the Ran in the back of the 16th parrot, please. Mem Vav Amud Beis, 92. Rabbi Osai, open the page 92, if you don't mind. 92. Please. The Yisrael, the last two lines, the three lines. The Yisrael and Nachri, Shalakus Merchat Beshutvas. With me. The Nachri Mechamel Beshabbos Beshulchelko. The Nosein Machzis Mashem Mistakabel Yisrael. We may call Shnei Mechamel also. What does that mean? Let's open 7 days a week. 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Let's say just for example, remember,